Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of Health Matters. This is Mike Royer speaking, and we hope you enjoy our programs both on WVUA 23 News, our podcast that we make available through UMC, and also you can hear these entire interviews on the website of WVUA 23 and the University Medical Center as well. Our guest today is Dr. John C. Higginbotham. He is a professor at the university. He is with the Department of Community Medicine and Population Health, founding director of the Institute for Rural Health Research. Dr. Higginbotham, thanks for joining us. It's good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
I'm a country boy. I used to be hesitant to tell people that. I was afraid they'd think I was a hick or something, but I've learned once people meet me and get to know me, they think I'm a hick anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But rural health is a challenge. We've done enough stories here with doctors at UMC and others that it's really challenging for some of our rural counties to receive proper care. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. In fact, you've done an entire research project called the All of Us Research Program. What is that program's goal and mission?
Well, you know, really, rural health is one of the places that we see health disparities the most. You know, we see them in inner cities, but we see them even more drastically in rural areas. So the National Institutes of Health has come up with a program that's going to help all of those who have disparate outcomes and look at what they're calling precision medicine. And they're trying to recruit over the entire nation more than 1 million people. This is the largest research project the National Institutes of Health has ever undertaken. And if you know, most research projects leave people out who are from rural areas. You know, they don't get to participate in the drug studies. They don't get to participate. But here, as we are one of their partners, we get to focus on the rural areas and trying to include people in that research that is precision medicine. Now, we know what precision medicine is. You and I both wear these glasses, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. And your prescription is a little bit different from mine. And while we might swap glasses, we may not see as
exactly.
Well, right?
Yes, of course.
But precision medicine takes that a step further because we already know that there are certain drugs that work for hypertension in some folks, but not others. We know that there are certain things where if you have a certain trait, you do better with certain anesthesias than you do others. But there is so much more that we don't know, and we want to move that forward. And so the All of Us Research Project is trying to gather the information from individuals from all walks of life and trying to look at their DNA and their health disparities, their health outcomes, the things that they've already suffered, so we can create a data bank that researchers can use to improve the way we do medicine.
There may be healthcare disparities in metropolitan areas because of lack of funding. It may not always be poverty level people in rural areas. It's just a distance question often and a mobility question, I would assume.
Absolutely. Those are some of the things. You know, we talk about the golden hour in car crashes. You know, you have an hour to get them. And sometimes people in rural areas are more than an hour away from care, and that influences those things.
Now, I mentioned earlier, we've done stories about rural health challenges in the past, and oftentimes that gets to mothers who are expecting babies and the distance they have to travel. Research and funding all you want, that distance is still a problem if we can't keep medical facilities open out in the rural areas. Does part of this encourage state governments, those with funds, maybe the federal government, to have more facilities out there in the rural areas?
You know, one of the things that this study will do is look at those risk factors that people have, and we'll look at those things about delivery and about the anomalies that come from genetics for families that can tell them you need to have, you know, care earlier. We need to monitor you earlier about your particular child that you're developing and make sure they get the care they need pre-delivery, and so that everything is set up to work after that. This study will look at the entire genome for everybody who participates, and we will report back to them 59 known genetic risk factors for disease and outcomes. And some of those are related to birth, as we just talked about. And we can use that to bring them better care earlier for the best possible outcome.
Maybe I've watched too many Andy Griffith shows where the guy won't take his vaccine out there and Andy does his best to try to get him to take the shot.
I remember that episode.
It's a great episode. So I'm sure you've anticipated, thought about reluctance to participate in the program, first of all, and reluctance to maybe change or adapt medical treatment for rural folks. Is that something that you've all considered?
You know, we do consider that, and we are from the state of Alabama that unfortunately experienced the Tuskegee study.
Yes.
That had drastic impact on the way that, you know, people were treated in research. And we deal straight up with that, and we say, you know, that was something that was done wrong, and we are trying to fix that and do it the right way. You know, people worry that we're taking their genetic information and we're going to give it to somebody.
I know.
Well, we're not going to do that. In fact, we have gone beyond, above and beyond to do that. We have something called their Certificate of Confidentiality from the federal government. So even if some judge wants to come and ask us about this outcome, we can't tell him because we have this Certificate of Confidentiality.
So it's safe to say total privacy is guaranteed.
Absolutely.
And what about...
We do our best to do that.
Absolutely. What is the time frame? Because then whenever I hear NIH, federal government, state government research, I think that's a slow turning wheel. And I know it's a monumental task to do, but will we see improvement in the care we're able to provide rural folks a few years down the road? It might some of it be in effect sooner than later?
You know, Mike, I've been doing research my entire career. I'm now in my third decade. This is the most exciting research I've ever been a part of. It has the potential to change the way that we do medicine. You know, you talk about it takes time, but do you know that medical research changes the information we know about every 5 years? Completely changes it over. And I expect us to find things, you know, any day, and for that to keep going because we have this wonderful resource. We're working with the Mayo Clinic to do our genetic profiling. Mm-hmm. We're working with Vanderbilt University to help pull all this data together that researchers from around the country can look at and don't have to go through just a one place only. They're making it available, if you qualify, for even you to do some research on this data.
Let's end with this. What can we do? A lot of people will hear, see this conversation with you. They may have loved ones that are out in rural areas. What can we do to support, to help this research going forward and maybe improve the health future of folks in all throughout Alabama?
You know, we'd love to have you participate in our research project. You know, simply call us up at 205-348-0025 and we'll connect you to the right people to have, you know, either come out to your community and set up so we can have a lot of people, or make an appointment in our office so individuals can come and participate.
The guy behind the camera is really good at putting phone numbers on the screen whenever you say that phone number, and so we'll get that word out there and hope people will want to know more, want to participate, and we'll continue to care about folks in the city, but also out in the rural areas. Dr. John Higginbotham, thank you for your time today, your expertise. I think we'd love to have you back on to talk more about this down the road, so thank you very much.
It would be my pleasure, and thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu, and for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.